Well, I'm very much looking forward to having another discussion with President Xi and his delegation.
非常期待再一次与这位的习主席和代表团进行讨论。
This happens to be the 35th anniversary of the reestablishment of formal relations between our two countries, and I think that we have made incredible strides over these past several decades, and I know that President Xi and I are both committed to continuing to strengthen and build a new model of relations between our countries.
正好说我们两个国家重新建立正式关系35周年，我认为这几十年来我们取得了非常重大的进展，而且我确信习主席和我要继续致力与加强我们两国关系，构建两国关系的新模式。
I want to first of all thank the President and the First Lady of China for being such gracious hosts when Michelle, Malia, and Sasha first arrived in China. And they're still there. They've seen the Great Wall. They've seen the Terracotta Warriors. And from my phone calls with them, they're having an extraordinary time. So I want to thank the President for his outstanding hospitality towards my family.
我首先特别感谢习主席对我的家人Michelle、Michelle、Sasha他的这个盛情款待。他们现在还在中国，我他们从的话，他们到了长城，看了出土兵马俑，所以特别要感谢习主席对他们的盛情款待。
And Michelle had an opportunity to meet with a number of young people in China, and these kinds of person-to-person ties are extremely important. And she also played some table tennis, although I think this was not the high-level ping-pong diplomacy that we saw in the past.
Michelle 还见了很多中国的年轻人，这个人跟人之间的关系是非常重要的。他们还打了乒乓球，可是我想不是从过去高级的地方，我也要这样子。
Today, in addition to the important work that we're going to be doing at the Nuclear Security Summit, we'll have the opportunity to discuss a wide range of issues that are of mutual interest, including the denuclearization of North Korea, situations surrounding climate change, as well as world issues like the situation in Ukraine.
那么今天除了和安会之外呢，我们还有机会就范围广泛的共同关心的问题进行讨论，包括北朝鲜的无核化，还有围绕着气候变化的一些问题，还有包括像乌克兰局势这种世界性的问题。And
because of the numerous meetings and fora that we've been able to establish, we're able not only to work on those issues of mutual interest and concern, but we're also able to work through frictions that exist in our relations around issues like human rights or dealing with maritime issues in the South China Sea and in the Pacific region in a way that's constructive and hopefully will lead to resolutions and improved solutions for all parties concerned.
另外，由于我们进行了许多会谈，还有很多其他的一些论坛和场合，我们能够不仅仅来讨论我们共同关心的一些问题，还有一些围绕着一些问题，所以摩擦因素也可以建设性的进行讨论，比如说人权问题，或者这个海事问题，像南中国海或者太平洋地区这些问题，都能够以建设性的方法来对待，希望这个味道至于一些好的一些解决办法，对各方都有利的。
We'll also have the opportunity to discuss economic issues, which are a cornerstone of our relationship, and the importance of our trading relationship and making sure that we are both abiding by the rules that allow us to create jobs and prosperity in both of our countries.
同时，我们还会讨论我们的经济问题以及我们的贸易关系的重要性，来确保我们双方都遵守有关的规则，为的是我们能够给双方创造就业机会，并带来繁荣。
So I think it's fair to say that this bilateral relationship is as important as any bilateral relationship in the world, and we've made great strides. I believe ultimately that by working together, China and the United States can help to strengthen international law, respect for the sovereignty of nations, and establish the kinds of rules internationally that allow all people to thrive. And so I'm very much looking forward to this conversation and to the interaction with President Xi during the course of this nuclear security summit.
通过我们双边关系，就通过加强我们与中两国能够帮助加强国际法，并且加强对各国主权的尊重，使大家遵守一些这个确立一些大家遵守的国际规则。所以我们非常期待着在这个和安会的时候，能够继续和习主席进行讨论，并且加强我们的关系。
很高兴再一次和总统先生会面。首先，我要感谢不久前总统先生与我电话，就马航失联客机问题予以的慰问，并且责成美方呢，有关部门参加搜救，而且与中方分享有关的信息。我们对此表示感谢。
Mr. President, it's my great pleasure to meet you again. First of all, let me thank you for calling me recently to express sympathy over the missing Malaysia Airlines flight and for instructing relevant U.S. agencies to join the search for the missing plane and to share information with the Chinese side. I want to thank you for that.
在我来荷兰之前呢，我和我的夫人，因为你的夫人 米歇尔和你的岳母罗宾逊女士和你的两个可爱的女儿玛利亚和莎莎，我们见了面，我们进行了愉快的谈话。那么他们我了解他们呢已经访问了北京，访问了西安，现在呢可能已经到成都去了。我相信啊。 这是一个亲善之旅，是一个友好交流之旅。这个也会，他们也会留下愉快难忘的印象。那么，在我和米歇尔女士临别的时候，她让我正式的向总统先生转达她对你的亲切问候。
Before departing Beijing, my wife and I met your wife, Michelle, your mother-in-law, Mrs. Robinson, and your two lovely daughters, Malia and Sasha. We had a very good conversation. I know they finished their tour of Beijing and Xi'an, and they're flying to Chengdu. I'm sure it is a trip of friendship and exchange, and this trip will be remembered for them as a pleasant and memorable one. When I was bidding farewell to Michelle in Beijing, she asked me to formally convey to you her best regards.
那么我们这一年来，我和总统通过会晤、通话、通讯，我们保持了密切的沟通，我们也达成了一系列重要的共识。
Over the past year, you and I have stayed in close communication through meetings, phone calls, and exchange of letters. We have arrived at a series of important points of consensus and made important and positive progress in our bilateral relationship.
今年是中美建交35周年。 我们当前又面临的是一个纷繁复杂的国际形势。在这样的一个形势下呢，中美双方正在合作、需要合作和可能合作的领域将更为宽广。We're
now in the 35th year of formal diplomatic relations between China and the United States. We live in a complex world, and there is greater space where China and the United States are cooperating and where we need to and can work with each other.
我收到了，并且仔细阅读了总统先生日前的来信。总统在信中表示，始终致力于构建中美新型大国关系。 这个中美的合作有利于呢中美的共同利益，中美的务实合作呢有利于啊应对共同的挑战，我对此表示赞赏。
I have received and carefully read your recent letter to me, Mr. President. In the letter, you said that you remain committed to building the new model of major country relations with China. You also said that China-US cooperation can help to advance our two countries' common interests, and we can address common challenges through practical cooperation. I appreciate these statements.
我愿强调呢，中方将始终坚持构建中美新兴大国关系的正确方向，坚持不对抗、不冲突、相互尊重、合作共赢这样的立场，应该以更加积极的姿态、更加有力的行动来推动啊中美间的合作，有效的管控分歧和敏感问题，促进中美关系继续健康、稳定、持久地向前发展。
I wish to emphasize that China is firmly committed to the set direction of building a new model of major country relations. We are committed to our position of no confrontation, no conflict, mutual respect, and win-win cooperation.With regard to the United States, we will adopt a more positive attitude and more vigorous actions to strengthen cooperation with the United States and also to effectively manage our differences and sensitivities and make sure the China-US relationship will continue to move forward in a healthy and steady fashion.
我们的会晤马上就要开始了。总统先生呢，刚才谈到了我们会晤的一些内容，就如同一个菜单一样，它就是非常非常丰富的，一个菜单。我想我们可以通过这次会晤，进一步推动我们之间的交流。
We are soon going to our meeting. Just now you mentioned some issues which might come up in our meeting. It is like a menu and a rich one at that.I hope through this meeting, we can further deepen our communication and exchange.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.